Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Moon, Moo, and You, the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving-Shank, and Joan Adams and I host this show. Our special guest this evening is Amy Flynn for All About Energy. She and what she calls the Collective will be joining us in a meditation to heal the Earth's core, where the oil is spewing in the Gulf of Mexico. Ulysses the dog is right beside me and will help in the meditation. He loves the water, he loves the river, and he loves what we call the riffle, where we take him in our canoe and swim, and he loves Amy, too. Well, joining me now is Joan Adams. Hello, dear Joan.
And hello, Kate.
Well, we've been talking about this, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. So, a lot of concern for what's going on in the southern part of the country, for sure.
Yes, and I believe that we can't go wrong by sending these healing rays in that direction.
Certainly not.
So, that's right, and Yuli is here too, and I'm soon to bring on Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Ulysses.
And Ulysses is here, yes.
Can he hear?
He can't, but he can telepathically.
Okay. Well, give him a pat for me.
Well, I just gave him a biscuit for you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I love the video. Love the video, Kate. It was wonderful with Yuli.
Oh, he's adorable.
Yeah, he's a very aware dog, and he loves his water. He just loves to send those healing looks right into the water, I noticed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I can feel it coming right out of his eyes and penetrating right into the water. It's like so sweet.
It is. And, you know, the animals really love the water. And, you know, it's a shame that there's just no way that we can't help them to continue to enjoy the water. We have to help them to continue to enjoy the water.
Right, right. Well, this is a good thing that we're doing, a very good thing, I feel. You know, there's been so much negativity about all this stuff going on in the Gulf and about BP. I mean, it's like the balance is so out of whack. Like the positive is like one, like, drop of positive energy and positive thoughts and positive feelings towards the earth, towards this situation, and like massive, just massive, like puddles worth and buckets worth of the negativity and just so much anger. And what people don't realize, I know they don't, because the people that are so angry and the people that are so bitter, the people that are like, you know, saying all these, you know, doomsday things and pointing fingers, don't realize that that energy doesn't necessarily go towards any particular thing that they're, you know, directing it to. Like if they can be angry at BP, they can be angry and hateful about the situation in the Gulf, but it doesn't go where they think it goes. It goes everywhere. I mean, that goes to the earth. That goes, you know, that negativity.
Yeah. You know what? And it goes into their livers.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too.
Yeah, and it's just not a good way to approach this problem.
No, no. And you know, the earth feels this. I mean, she feels this. And as I had mentioned, it's the resistance causes persistence. I mean, it really does. And when you're resisting a situation and you're resisting what's there, and you're spewing all this anger and negativity about it, you're actually causing the situation to continue.
Yeah.
And actually, it can get worse because of that, because of all the negative energy. The negative energy will attract more negative situation and cause you more to be angry about and more to be, you know, righteous about and all the rest so that you can be right. And it's just, it's not good. It's not the energy that we want to create around this. We want to create love. We want to create forgiveness. We want to create healing. We want to create allowing for what it is now, accepting for what it is now, and then good energies and love and healing so that it can move in a loving and a healing direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Because honestly, I do sense the earth wants to heal. There is somebody in my Facebook family that is doing something. He's called for a collective, a gathering, a meditation of sorts from everybody all over at a certain time. I think it was sometime on Wednesday, if I recall. And it was to ask the earth whether she wanted to heal and to hear that answer, and whatever the answer was, you know, be okay with it. And if the earth wanted to heal, then to send her healing energy. And I feel very strongly, because I'm always connecting with the earth energetically and sending her healing energy, you know, long before this ever happened. I'm just always connecting with her and aware of what's happening with her. And I feel very strongly she wants to heal, but I also feel that she's in a mourning state over this to some extent, and all the negative energy is not helping her to move beyond that and feel better, and to it is not empowering her to heal.
No.
Yeah, no, not at all. And as a conscious living being, you know, she wants to heal. She, you know, all beings want to, you know, move towards a higher state. And if there's a crack or a rift or whatever, she wants to heal that. And at this moment, it's perfect, too, that it is as it is, because it is a release of pressure and it is a release of energy for her. And as we know, the earth, like everything else on, you know, right here, right now, is evolving, and she's been having all these like pressure releases. That's why there's been so many volcanoes. That's why there's been so many earthquakes more than the volcanoes. That's what I was thinking. You know, and so much weird weather and all these things. So this is another way too that she's able to release some of the energy from her core. So in
a
way,
that's right.
Yeah. So in a way, it's not such a bad thing. You know, it also has another purpose too, which, you know, can be looked at as good.
Let's see. You have said before that the earth is not in trouble, and that it's the people. You didn't necessarily say that it's the people, but people could, you know, with their state of mind, could, you know, self-destruct, but the earth itself is doing well and we need not worry about the earth.
Exactly. And I think I said that too in relation to everybody's, like, you know, getting upset about all these things, like with global warming, global cooling, global this is, you know. And no, the earth itself as an organism is doing well. The earth itself as an organism is in balance. The earth itself as an organism is happy. You know, she's yeah, and you had mentioned something in your prayer blog that going, you know, if we were to remove ourselves from the planet and be, you know, thousands of feet up, you know, or miles, we'll say several miles up or whatever it is, and to look at the earth as a whole, we would see that she is, you know, she is okay. She is good. The entity that we know as the earth is good. And if we were able to see even more and to see the energy radiating of the being, to actually see the pulse of the being that we know of as the earth, to see the living pulse, we would see that all is well, all is in accord and as it's supposed to be. You know, it's like if you look at your own body in any moment in time, isn't there something going on with it?
Yes. Well, yeah. I was telling Joan earlier that all this concentration, you know, all these prayers written every day about the core of the earth, suddenly the core of my body, which I at this point would equate with the lower spine, has I just got lots of spasms and pain in it today. And I'm thinking that maybe I've just been too heavy about the whole thing and I need to lighten up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, the core of your body is more like where your solar plexus is, in that part.
Yes.
I mean, is that where your pain was, or is your pain like in like where your like you know lower back is?
It's in the sciatic nerve. Yeah, the whole back is in spasm. So.
Okay, that's not your core. That's more related to issues with security and moving forward.
Yeah, money, family, too. Money and family.
Yes, money
yeah.
and security and family. Yep, that family's got to do with security, and family also may have to do with moving forward in life. There may be something that you're trying to avoid, you don't want to do. Pressure's coming, you know, at you or towards you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's what that is. So,
all
of the things that we're doing with the different energies with the earth and looking at could have added pressure to you where it just could have been enough, where it could have been a tipping point to cause you to go into the spasm. It's like you had the pressures from that, you know, the family, the security, the money and all that, and now you've been looking at this and it's just the two added together.
And Kate,
yeah.
this morning,
yeah.
the big thing that I was struck with early this morning
yeah.
was lighten up. I mean,
lighten
I got
up,
that
yeah.
message so loud this morning. It was
that's good, Joan. That
mm-hmm.
is
that
really
is.
Good. Yes.
Like be
yes.
of be of light heart. Be of light heart.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Be of light heart, light spirit, and treat it all lightly. Because you know, as I mentioned, like at any given point in time, something is going on with your body. Like right now, Kate's body is she's got this stuff going on with her sciatic nerve, with her back, and all that, and it's got to do with these issues and this energy flowing through her and flowing, you know, around her at this point in time. And Kate, the entity Kate, the body Kate, you know, the Kate, the energy Kate, the body expression of that energy is fine. It's just
yeah.
what's happening at this moment. It's moving through a particular phase. It doesn't mean we got to, like, you know, oh, no, we got to get Kate a new body, you know. Something's wrong. Let's have a big meeting in Europe or something because there is, you know, something going on with the body, you know. So it's just normal. Things flow. There's ebbs and there's flows. Energy changes. Things change. When you have living organisms, they don't stay in stasis. They don't stay the same. They move and they flow. They change from moment to moment. That's normal. If that didn't happen, well, then we could be concerned. You know?
Yeah. Totally so.
Yeah, so this part is really, really normal. And it's very normal for, you know, for things to be experienced that weren't experienced before and then those things to leave. I mean, in our world of form, in our world of expressed, if you want to say, expressed matter or whatever, it's nothing is fixed. Nothing stays the same. It's always changing. It's just how big are the changes? Are the changes so minute that we can't perceive them, or are the changes large so that, they're right in our face? But there's always change.
Yes.
So you know that what you're experiencing today with your body is not going to be there probably in another day, 2 days, maybe week, however long it's going to take. You
yes.
know that. I mean, you just know that you're not, it's not going to stay like this for the rest of your life. That's what's typical of a living organism and a living energy system and form.
So, and the same is true of this oil thing.
Exactly.
Not going to stay that way.
No. And I think one of the things that came to me very strongly, and I really feel that people are really not seeing and not giving any credit for or and making any allowances for, is, again, the earth is a living organism. The water on the earth is part of her system. Like, we are 70% water. It's not an accident that the earth is also 70% water. We're really the same. We're all of the same. It's just she, the earth, is a planetary expression of this parental energy, this big energy that we come from into form, and we are a human expression of it.
Mm-hmm.
The earth, as we would tend to heal something that's wrong in our water system, which would be our blood or our lymphatic system, the earth will also tend to heal and work to heal that what is wrong in her water system.
Mm-hmm.
So there, she's got a natural mechanism for cleaning up the water herself.
Yeah.
So if humans were to all of a sudden evaporate off of the planet and the earth was left in the condition that she is at this very moment, she would handle this fine.
Right.
See, that's what humans are not getting. That's what people are not getting. They're thinking, oh no, we have to get in there, we have to interfere, we have to do stuff, we have to, you know, figure out something. And with their frantic energy and their energy of looking at the situation as something so drastically wrong, they're actually putting so much negativity into it, causing what's there to persist, maybe even get worse. But people aren't realizing it because they don't think that way. They look at the earth as this. They look at the earth as a victim. You know, the victim mentality is so prevalent on Earth. I mean, the majority of the people that live on our planet think that life happens to them. And they feel helpless. Life happens to them. Things happen to them. You know, life does it to them, you know. Well, they're looking at, by extension, naturally, these victim-thinking people, these victim-consciousness people, by extension, apply the same thinking towards this beautiful blue planet that we live on. Well, she doesn't think of herself as a victim. She doesn't want to be a victim. But if all this victim energy is coming at her, it sure is going to make it difficult for her to not have, be affected by it to some extent.
Right.
So, I mean, people just really need to trust a little bit more in a situation like this. And,
well, I think they're panicking. They're panicking. They just feel helpless. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Why would somebody panic? Why would somebody feel helpless? Why would somebody feel angry, want to retaliate, want to start doing all these things, start pointing fingers back and forth? Because two things. They're operating from victim mentality. They feel helpless. And they don't have any faith, confidence, or seeing, sight, foresight, well, not really foresight, but just vision, that this is a process that will naturally heal itself, will naturally solve itself. So everybody starts to try and, you know, mess it up. I mean, it's like if you had a big gash on your arm and you'd never, you know, you didn't know what to do. And 100 people started coming at you and started poking at your arm and everyone's trying to do something different. You know, people are like trying to pull it open. Everyone's trying to examine it and poke at it. Well, it's not going to get better with everyone poking at it. And then someone decides, well, they're going to stick some grass in it. Maybe that will work. You know, I mean, you know, so people need to slow down a little bit and to look at themselves, to look at what mental focus they're having, what energy they're bringing to the situation, and how they're viewing the situation. And if they're viewing it from a position or a point of view other than love, healing, everything is okay and moving towards a better state of okay, that the earth is not a victim, she's capable of healing, we are not victims, we, you know, because everyone is also coming from the fact that everyone on the planet, or at least those that are really angry about this, are coming from the point of view that they're victims, which they probably approach their whole life, that they're victims of things. You know, these are the people that, you know, always kind of feel helpless or knocked around by things that are going on around them with others and the environment and things like that. So, but if all that would cease, healing would begin, not just with the earth herself, but within the hearts of all of the people. But humans are stimulus-response beings. And by being stimulus-response beings, that's the first proclivity, that's the first action that the human being will take before, you know, another action. It takes wisdom, it takes a larger perspective to be able to transcend that stimulus response. The stimulus response is just like the remote control on your TV. You push number 7 and channel 7 comes up. Wow. You know, you push number 2 and that channel 2 shows up there. It can't be any other way. Well, a certain situation happened that's like pushing a button and a certain stimulus occurs. And it's just basically people are reacting like they have no more consciousness than a remote control by doing this. So there's a lot of opportunity here for people to grow, for people to expand, for people to become more aware, for people to step into their empowered, loving selves. And the earth will be empowered by all that. The earth, too, can expand her loving self as a result of it, too. So, you know, there's a lot, you know, there's always two sides to every coin. Our world here, you know, we live in a world of duality. So that means there's up, down, high, low, good, bad, hot, cold. I mean, there always is. You can't have hot without cold. You can't have up without down. So if you have a situation that looks dire and drastic and whatever and doomsday and oh, my goodness, and everything's going to explode and the crust is going to fall off and the gulf is going to literally, you know, it's going to turn into like an oil pool and oh, you know, we're just doomed. There's another side. There has to be. And so there always is.
Yes, exactly. There always is.
It just depends. What side of the coin are you deciding to see? What side of the coin are you deciding to have up? What side of the coin? And is the side of the coin that you have up, that you're looking at, does it support you? Does it make you feel good? Does that side that's up show you the life, the future, the world that you want to see? Or does it show you something that makes you feel bad, makes you feel contracted and knots in your stomach? Is it something that creates fear in your heart? Is it something that is not what you want to see? You know, if it is, flip it over and see what's on the other side. Because it has to be another side.
Well, last week on our show, our friend, the Reverend Joanne Glass, got on briefly, and she reminded me of the Emoto work, where you beam the energy. Yeah, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I actually brought something. A friend of mine from the Yahoo groups, Linda Miller, shared this Emoto prayer that he made about the water. And so I actually brought it. I mean, I've got it here, right. So I was going to do that with everybody.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
Yeah. So okay. What did she say about the Emoto work?
Well, she mentioned it, and then I have the card, so where, you know, different, and then I put it up on the blog. I figured out how to put a video up there finally, and that was the first video I ever put up on the prayer blog, which had to do, it's this beautiful music with written things that come across, like the power, you know, the word love and joy and how the water crystallizes into this beautiful geometric shape, and then the word Hitler comes up, and it just looks disgusting, or hate, or any kind of thing that causes, that elicits a negative thought or feeling, the water just looks completely distorted. But all that, if people could understand that, I think, that would be one of the most major things that people could understand, that beaming that love into the water and all those beautiful feelings into the water could really heal that area very quickly.
Yes, and that would enable the water to clean itself and to show up as clean water. Now, you said something really interesting when the word Hitler or negative word came up, and one of the things that is missing in this is that there is no such thing as a negative word. There, you know, we have a negative, a word that
reaction,
feels negative.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, or
yes.
we've attached a meaning to it. We've attached a connotation. It's like we look
exactly.
at this word and it's a stimulus response. We've
exactly.
assigned the negative button to that, so when that word shows up, oh, the negative response automatically mm-hmm. comes up. And what the water doesn't have that. If the water responds, the water's not responding to the word, it's responding to our energy. So that is the clearest demonstration of how our energy, our feelings, are connected 100,000% to the water's expression and to the
yes.
earth's feelings. Because the earth doesn't have that connection. The earth doesn't look at this word and say, you know, it
no,
just doesn't
no.
happen. So that's
yeah.
how powerful we are in our connection here, and that's how much we can contribute to this in a positive way and how much we can contribute to it in a negative way with the negative feelings.
Yes, and then you have that proof with that with those crystalline, you know, the shapes in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could get that message out, I think, I mean, just one day at a time, we've got to get that. That message is the most important one, I think, about the water, about the earth, about ourselves. And I would imagine, since our body has as much water in it as the earth, that if we beam all that love into our bodies, that, you know, we'd just get rid of all the toxicity. And the water has to get rid of the toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, the way it does it is by putting it out, it will push it off into the earth, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to find that that we have to continue the healing vibrations to keep the healing going.
Well, we need to continue the loving and the healing vibrations because we are not separate from the earth. See, this is the thing that that the Omoto demonstration, you know, it showed, because, like as I said, the earth doesn't have an interpretation of these words, but it's all our feelings aimed at the earth or working, you know, there that sends that energy to the earth, and the earth responds to the energy that is sent to her. She feels that, and the water feels that. So we're not separate. We're very, very intricately linked here, and I forgot what I was going to say. I hate when that happens. My mind was like way ahead, you know. It went down the road and around the corner, and I'm like, where did you go? Where did you go? You know?
I'm home.
Yeah, really. Like, come back. Well, anyway, I'll probably catch up with it sooner or later. And now I'm mindless for a bit, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's always
yeah.
good.
Yeah, really. So anyway, but you know, it's a great opportunity for us to really experience this connection. And you are so right that it, you know, we have to heal within ourselves too, which we will. And it's this example, this experience, this episode of this toxicity on the earth should take all of us. It's an opportunity because it's really pointing at all of us and saying, where's the toxicity in you? What's toxic in you? There can't
mm-hmm.
be toxicity here on the earth without there also being toxicity on you. So therefore, you know, look and see what's going on. Where is this toxicity?
Right.
You know, and then you have an opportunity to heal that within yourself. And in healing it within yourself, because we're not separate from the earth, we're all together, flowing together energy-wise, you know, like the Omoto example illustrates clearly, you know, how the human energy, human thoughts can affect the water. That will affect everything. That's why the meditations work. That's why sending love to the planet works. That's why sending the healing to the situation works. It's our energy that we're flowing out of us, but it's felt and it's one with the earth energy. The earth will then resonate to, fall into rhythm with the healing energy. And the energy of love is a different wave pattern than the energy of fear. The energy of love is a higher and faster vibration with peaks and valleys, more peaks and valleys, faster together. And it enables more more opportunity for things to be touched, for things to be affected, for things to, you know, be healed. Then the fear vibration is a different type of wave, and it just like misses healing opportunities and hits different points with its wave and things like that, and it just it only can create things that match that wave, you know, attract things that match that wave, and things that attract that match that wave are not things that we particularly want to experience. Things like sickness, illness, you know, negative things, fear-based type of things, and so it's really an opportunity for us to be conscious of how we're thinking, conscious of how we're being and feeling, conscious and look to see what within ourselves is toxic that we need to heal, and to, you know, use this opportunity as that.
Well, I was thinking over the last week how dependent we are on oil, but then we, meaning the United States, but then when you come to think of it, the whole world is very dependent on oil.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. The oil that is spilling in the Gulf of Mexico is not being given to the Americans. It's being sent abroad. We get our oil from
Canada.
I didn't
even think they were really actively retrieving it that well, are they?
Well, all, you know, the Louisiana had made the decision to drill for oil there, and that, and they have a huge amount of oil rigs out there. We don't benefit from that oil. It goes to probably Europe, I think. We get our oil from Canada. Canada gets their oil from Canada. Canada is a very wealthy country because of their natural resources, which Americans don't like to admit to.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that they are. But to get rid of our dependence on oil is something that is difficult to fathom. Now, in this last week, I did a little research on what countries are farther ahead in going green, as it were, or getting off the grid and getting rid of the oil.
Mm-hmm.
And Sweden has made a decision and has made an intention, put this intention out there that they plan to be oil-free and off the grid by the year 2020. And at the time, I thought, well, shoot, you know, 2020 is a long time away. But when you think of how the oil companies and how we all have based our lives on oil and how deeply that has penetrated,
mm-hmm.
it's not really, that really isn't that long at all.
No, it's not. It's not.
No,
because it took a long time to get us there. It was built up. You know, it didn't just happen overnight. So, no, that's not a long time.
So, I mean, I think that we need to, send loving rays and to do all the things we were just discussing, but we also have to think about, you know, why have we fought most of our wars based on oil, you know?
Well, you know, yeah. Well, yes, we have. And the ironic thing is oil in and of itself, using oil for fuel in and of itself is not bad. It's how the oil is prepared and how the oil is used that creates some of the negative, you know, hydrocarbons and carbons and things like that we don't like. But there is a way to actually use oil responsibly. All of the resources of the earth can be used responsibly without harm. It's just not the human way. So that's what we need to look at. It's what are we doing? How are we using this resource? I mean, you can use any resource on the planet, including something as natural as hay, You can burn hay, and you can make a terrible mess and send, you know, a lot of negative things up into the atmosphere and stuff like that. I mean, there's anything you can do. It's a matter of how you're using the resource.
Yeah.
Are you using the resource in a positive way? Are you using a resource in a do-no-harm way, in a way that is aligned with the resource, where it's in flow, you know, energy and rhythm is in flow with all? Or are the people and the humans just going forth and just going, oh, we're going to grab this and we're going to use it and we're going to... I mean, are they coming from greed? Are they coming from, you know, this negativity? Are they coming from control, manipulation, greed, which has been the energy all around oil? So that energy has begotten negativity out of the use of oil. But truly, you can use oil and
have it be
clean. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question about oil, too. You know, I've been involved in groups lately. They call it peak oil, and how there is a limited amount of oil and that it's all going to dry up. Now, I question that. I mean, you know, even though I've joined these groups and I've gotten involved with them, this little thing about everything having a something, I don't think that there is an abundance in the universe, and I would think that's true of oil, too.
Yes.
But we have to learn to use, like you just said, learn to use it responsibly without greed and for the good of the whole and so forth. But is it true that...
No. Okay.
No.
Because that thinking is based upon the Earth is an inert rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's based on that things are not always changing, that things are not always flowing, that energy isn't always moving, that things are. This is what it's based on. That it's not. That things are not in transition, and moving
right.
to a higher state. Things are. Things are. You know, in our world. Us, the planet, everything is in a state of movement, in a state of change, and everything is moving and evolving to a higher state of expression. Oil, the amount of oil on the planet is not static. As oil is taken out of the planet, oil is also being created by the planet. The same process that created the oil that we're using right now is still ongoing. As we feel things have accelerated and picked up pace, so is the oil production. The oil production energy and the things within the earth herself have picked up pace too. So that is the thinking behind that. That's for one, like you said, it's real scarcity thinking, and we do live in an abundant universe. So, you know, that's kind of a contradiction there. But it also has to be based on the fact that the earth is an inert piece of rock. And she doesn't ever change, and she doesn't ever grow, and what's there, you know, what was there like, you know, a million years ago is exactly what's there, no more, nothing is ever added, nothing ever changes, nothing ever transmutes there or whatever, it's fixed, and as we take it out, we're going to, you know, we use it up, we run out, and then we got to go to find another planet, you know? So, we better make the spaceships fast, because, you know?
Yeah. Well, I still think, though, as far as the oil thing goes, whether there's an infinite amount of oil or not, I believe we need to think more creatively about how we use the energy.
Yes, we do, because we need to use the energy coming from the our energy, coming from the holding the space of, when I say now, I'm going to use the word energy, like from the energy of love, from the energy of giving, from the energy of inclusion, including everybody, not the energy of control, which is an energy of scarcity, the energy of excluding people, so then they have to be forced to pay a lot of money if they want some of this. I mean, the energy, the mentality that's been behind all of the human actions and the mechanisms of this oil practice have been, that's what's been negative, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and as that changes, the whole situation, the whole feeling of the whole situation and what is seen, what is experienced will change also. But see, people really have to really get that it really begins with them, and it really begins, you know, you looking within yourself and looking at how are you looking at the world. I mean, I see so many people that are running around with this victim mentality. If you have victim mentality, you're saying that stuff happens to you. You have no input into it. You have no say into it. You can't affect it. And that's absolutely not true. Even with your victim mentality, you're affecting it.
Yeah. Like you said about time, but you remember the whole thing about time. Time happens to you. You know, it's like time is just some sort of outside phenomenon. But time alchemy is a whole different topic.
Right. The endless moment of now. Yeah, the endless moment of now. Yeah. So, and again, you know, it's an example, too. People operate as victims of time. The whole culture is structured to operate as a victim of this thing that they call time, linear time. And if you're not sure about that, wake up tomorrow morning and just really watch how you react with time and handle time throughout your day. And you'll see, oh, boy, do you operate as a victim of this time.
Right.
So, you know, for the most part, that's what the culture does. And for the most part, the culture has the victim mentality with regard to anything. Things happen to them. They don't see themselves as having any effect on anything. And that's actually more harmful than anything else, not just to
That's more harmful than the oil spill.
Yeah. Yeah, because they don't even realize that their negative energy, that their fear, their negative energy, and their reactiveness is actually inputting negative energy into the whole situation around that. So that's harmful.
Oh, I know. Isn't it something else?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, this is really, this can be viewed as a beautiful opportunity for the human race to wake up, to really wake up and to really see how they're being, how they've been being in their lives, in the world, with each other, towards the planet, and the energy that they've been putting out, and to really decide that that's enough of that. And they're going to step out of this victim mentality. Now, it takes a lot of consciousness to do this. It takes a lot of conscious choice to do this because the habit is to stay in the victim mentality because that's a big habit, you know, and that's a heavy-duty habit. And they don't sell patches that you can go to the drugstore and buy for that, you know.
No,
you can't go stick
one
on your arm. Like, oh, victim mentality patch, you know, I'm handling it.
That would be a good thing to have.
Oh, I love it.
We could sell those. If we could make them, we could sell them.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we could make them and market them on the internet. It'd be a hit.
Oh, that must go on the prayer blog. Don't let me forget. Oh, that's so funny.
You know, actually, someone did invent the pet rock, and they made a lot of money. We probably could do it.
Yes.
Absolute right. And the gratitude rocks took off the same way, remember?
Right,
yes.
But at least they had something written. Oh, I guess it's the pet rocks. Did the pet rocks have? No, they didn't have anything written on them. They were just in a box of a little hay or something.
I'm still mad at myself over that one.
What, you didn't do it first?
Right. Why did I do that? Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, things like that actually show us how easily swayable the mass mind is.
Oh.
I mean, if you can get millions of people to buy an ordinary rock that you put in a box with some little fluffy, hay around it, or that little type of, you know, fake hay, whatever they call it. I mean, come on.
And paper.
Well, the victim mentality patch is hysterical. I mean, you could just make a bunch of patches, and then when people show you their nicotine patch, you could say, well, here's my victim mentality patch. Now, that is so hysterical.
Yeah. And you know what? And then they'll say, and what's that? And they'll say, well, I'm healing my tendency to, you know, my victim mentality, for having thoughts that I'm a victim and life happens to me. And you know what? They'll start asking you about it, and a whole conversation will happen, and you'll have an amazing opportunity to now share with somebody and talk to somebody about what is victim mentality, someone who might have never thought about it before. So it's actually a great thing.
Which is what has happened with the complaint-free bracelets, y'all.
Of course.
Yes, and I have mine on right now.
Do you? I love that.
I do, and I love it. And you know why I love it so much? Because on one side it says a complaint-free world, but on the other side it says spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, so it's like I'm a spirit, and here I'm wearing a bracelet to prove it.
That's great.
Yeah.
But all you need to do is put a Band-Aid on.
Of course.
You don't have to do this shit. I mean, as far as the victim mentality patch goes, you don't have to get real elaborate with it. You just put a Band-Aid on and show people, well, this is my victim mentality patch. Where's yours?
Yeah, exactly.
When people get victim, that would be hysterical. See, I'm surrounded by a lot of people who have victim mentality.
The hand of a Band-Aid.
Yeah. I'll show them my Band-Aid that says something. I'll write it on, put it on, and as soon as they get into this mentality, I'll say, well, look, here's my victim mentality patch. You need one, too. You want me to give you one? You know, it's like, you know, it's funny. It's lighthearted. You're not pointing the finger. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to have one or two in my purse.
Well, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You're prepared.
I have a few for you. Yeah.
Yeah, and I have one. You should have one, too. It's not like, well, I am perfect and I'm not a victim, but you are certainly a victim, so I'm going to, you know, it's like a whole different thing. Like, we're all in this together.
Right.
Right. Right. I want to read this little message and this prayer that Dr. Emoto came up with for the Gulf of Mexico and the water there, because it's just so beautiful. And we can go on talking about our patches forever. I didn't want us to, because next thing we know, we'll be out of time.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it says, I send the energy of love and gratitude to the waters and all living creatures in the Gulf of Mexico and its surroundings, to the whales, dolphins, pelicans, fish, shellfish, planktons, corals, algae, humankind, to all living creatures. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Oh,
yeah, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, I think that if we hold that space, I'm going to put that up on my blog, and you could probably put it up on your prayer blog, too. And if we hold that space and we do that and we just think that daily, something inside us is going to shift. And as things shift inside us, we're going to be sending out just automatically different energy towards the situation. And the situation's going to shift. It's just going to start to shift. It just has to. It's just that right now the negative energy is outweighing the positive. And we can shift that. We really can. It does take a desire, and it does take a conscious effort, because it's so. The tendency is to ride the wave that is coming at you. Instead of, if you're, for example, if you're on the beach, if you go into the ocean, and this giant wave is coming, you're either going to try and jump into the wave, go with the wave, or get out of the water fast if you think that it's going to overtake you, right?
Right.
That's the natural tendency. But it's not natural to just stand your ground where you are and maybe try to go, you know, the other direction through the wave, knowing you will be fine and all is fine and well on the other side of this wave, that the wave is not going to end you. It's not going, and I'm talking about a giant wave. But that's what happens if you actually get through, go through the wave. There's usually calm and peace on the other side. And that big wave I'm using as an example of, or the equivalent of, the fear, all the fear and the negative energy. It's just that wave of that is so big right now, most people are getting carried away with that, picked up with that, or running from that in the direction that that's going, not going in an opposite direction.
Yes.
It takes a little bit of faith to go in the opposite direction, because it looks like that big wave is it. You know, if you think about being there in the water like that, having a big wave come at you, it does. It looks like that big wave is it. And you can't see what's on the other side of that big wave. And you can't see that all is okay and all is well. But it is.
Yes.
So, yeah. But, you know.
Would you like to lead us in a meditation?
Yes, I would. I really, really would. I want to, I'm going to. I'll do this with the collective. They'll kind of co-do it with me. I'm not going to have them, you know, come out fully. They'll take over to some extent. And I want to have everybody, you know, go into kind of a little meditative state. And then whatever comes up is going to be what it turns out to be. I don't have anything planned, you know. It just kind of flows. So that's good. So I would ask that everybody please get comfortable. you know, find a place sitting or lying that you're comfortable and you can be relaxed without any tension in your body that's going to distract you. And your body feels comfortable. And close your eyes. We're going to do a couple of deep breathing, a couple of, you know, cleansing and relaxing breaths. So with your eyes closed and in your comfortable position, I want you to take a deep breath in, but I want you to imagine you're breathing it in through the top of your head, through the crown chakra, which is on the top of your head, and breathing all the way down your spine. So it's passing through all your chakra points to your lower abdominal area. And then I want you to swirl this breath around. Allow it to swirl around. Actually see in your mind's eye it's swirling around in your lower abdominal area, like a little vortex. And it's not a speeding vortex, it's a nice paced vortex. And it doesn't matter which way it swirls, whatever way it swirls is perfect for you. Clockwise, counterclockwise, doesn't matter. Then bring that up, back up, and out through your mouth. Breathe it out through your mouth, open mouth, exhale. Now do it again, the breath in through the top of your head, down your spine, down to your lower abdominal area. Allow it to swirl around. And as it's swirling, feel it pulling any tension from all parts of your body, from the distant extremities of your body, your feet, your legs, your knees, your arms, your fingers, your head, your neck, your shoulders, all being sucked in to this vortex of breath energy spinning. And then bring it up. And exhale through your mouth, and as you exhale, you'll be exhaling all of the tension and negativity with it. Negative tension, feelings, thoughts, all getting pulled in there. Do another breath in through the top of your head. Bring it down to your lower abdominal area, down the spine. And see it spinning again, swirling around there, swirling gently. And as it swirls, it sucks in any more tension that's around. And you can feel your body surrendering the tension. You can feel it letting go and just allowing the tension to flow into the swirling breath. Then bring the breath up and out through your mouth, carrying all the tension with it. Now we're going to breathe in again through the top of our head, through the crown chakra. This time you're going to see the breath coming in as a beautiful beam of white light. See, the breath actually has a white glow to it. Down through all of your chakra points, down the spine to the lower abdominal area, where it's once again going to swirl. And any remaining tension in any part of your body is going to be pulled into the swirl. And you'll see it in there if you look into yourself. You'll see dark specks being caught up into this beautiful white swirling breath. And then when you're ready, bring that up and exhale through your mouth, and you'll see the white light exhaling filled with dark specks, any remaining dark specks. And do that again. This is cleansing now. We're cleansing and purifying you and your energy. Do that again, breathing in the white breath through the top of your head. Bring it all the way down. Swirl it around in the lower abdominal area. Allow all of the negativity, tension to be pulled into it, to the swirling, and then exhale it up. And once again, we're going to breathe in through the top of our head this beautiful white breath. Allow it to flow down, all the way down, down to the lower abdominal area. Allow it to swirl. This time we're going to let the abdominal area fill, just fill with more and more of the beautiful white light breath as it swirls around. And as it swirls and fills up, that lower part of you is going to become very bright and radiant. It's what Qigong they call the Dantian, the lower Dantian area. It's going to be very, very beautiful, bright white radiance. And now I want you to exhale. But instead of exhaling through your mouth, I want you to exhale through every pore of your body, every single pore. So you're going to push this beautiful breath out and you're going to feel it coming out, like emanating and pushing out through every pore of your body. And as that happens, your body is being, all this breath is being pushed through your body and around you. And this little cocoon of white light is building around you. And breathe it in again. Bring it down. Swirl it, the beautiful white breath. Allow it to fill up in there and brighten. And when you feel ready, then exhale through every pore, building up even more the beautiful white bubble that is surrounding you. So now you should see in your inner eyes your body filled with white light, and white light emanating coming out of every pore and creating a beautiful white cocoon of light around you. You are protected, you are safe, and please continue to breathe this white light in and down through your spine, swirling about and filling your lower abdominal area, and then breathe it out through every pore as I continue to speak. And allow yourself to see the beautiful white light bubble around you, protecting you, raising your vibration to the vibration of love, clarity, purity. Now I want you to focus your mind on a particular point about 3 feet in front of your, where your eyes would be. Imagine there's a screen there. With your eyes closed, keep your eyes closed, and in your mind's eye you see the screen about 3 feet in front of your eyes. And upon the screen, I want you to see the beautiful planet Earth, and I want you to see her spinning on her axis, just slowly spinning, happy. I want you to notice she's happy. She's a happy planet. And I want you to allow yourself to feel this happiness and this joy coming into your body and into your heart. And I want you to feel joy and happiness back in response to that. I want you to also notice that the Earth is emanating a beautiful white glow herself. And it matches the now white glow that's all around you. And I want you to allow joy to fill your heart in looking at this beautiful, happy planet surrounded by this beautiful white glowing light as she gently spins on her axis, being the beautiful blue, magnificent planet that she is. And just allow. Don't project any characteristics to her or onto her. Just allow her to show herself to you as she is in your now clean state, coming from your heart center, filled with this beautiful white light. See her as she is. Now we're going to zoom in a little closer. We were kind of back far where we could see her as a, like they see from the space. Imagine like the astronaut pictures. We're going to now zoom in. Like imagine that we're coming in. We're using a zoom lens, and we're zooming in close. And we're zooming in up in this area that we call the Gulf of Mexico. The United States and Mexico and the Yucatan Peninsula and all that area. And let's go in there. And we're going to be still above the area, but we're going to actually be able to see this area defined. And I want you to notice any feelings that come up in you as you look at this area and just thank them. So if you look at the area or think about this area and immediately a tension comes up in you, a negative feeling comes up in you, a thought, a fear, just thank it. Don't judge it. Don't react to it. Just thank it for showing up and being there, and it will pass. I want you to look at the beautiful planet. I want you to, once you've allowed your feelings and all whatever comes up within you to pass and you're clear again, do that white light breathing once again to make sure you're clear. Look at the Earth. What you'll notice is that the white light is still radiating from this area of the Earth. That this beautiful white light that the Earth emanates and beams always is still beaming from this area. this area is not different in its love energy from its beautiful, peaceful joy energy as the rest of the planet. And I want you to imagine that you could actually slow down, speed up the processes that were going on, the energies and the healing that were going on within the earth right now around this area. And I want you to look and see what you're seeing. So whereas normally we might not see anything happening, and we might perceive all is happening to the earth, I want you to look and see that the earth is healing herself quite beautifully, and that there is a flow and a natural progression of towards a healing, towards a wholeness, towards wellness and well-being that is occurring here. And I want you to allow gratitude to fill your heart for this process and for this flow and towards the beautiful earth and the power of healing that she contains. And as you allow this gratitude to fill your heart, I want you to notice your heart feeling full and feeling an expansion, so that your chest feels full and expanded, and it feels like this light wants to pour out of you. So let it. Let this beautiful light, a pink light, pour out of your heart center, and allow the light, point the light towards this beautiful earth, and point it at the area that we call the Gulf of Mexico. Focus it right there. And see in your inner eyes, with your mind's eyes, see this pink rays, this pink light beaming out from your heart center, your chest right there, into the earth at the point that we call the Gulf of Mexico. And allow this light to penetrate into the earth. See it being accepted by the earth with gratitude and love as she takes this light from you and connects with you, her heart to your heart. And see this light penetrating in through the earth's core, way deep into her molten levels, to this beautiful molten iron crystal which beats with pulses at her core, much like your heart beats within your chest. And the rhythms and the pulses of these just about match. Notice how the rhythms match. And notice now how this pink light that has started from your heart is now connecting with this beautiful pulsating core of the earth. And notice how the light around this beautiful pulsating core of the earth is now brightening. And it's beaming, and it's filling with more white light and pink light. And notice how the earth seems to be filling with this beautiful light from the inside out. And notice that you're feeling feelings of gratitude and love coming back towards your heart from the earth. And accept them with gratitude and love. And thank the earth for her love, as she is sending you this love in thanks for the love that you are sharing with her. And as you're sharing this, notice that it is not as if the energy that is coming from your heart is separate from the energy that is coming from the heart, the center core of the earth, but it is as if it is one, and it is a cycle. It is a circular motion and a cycle of energy flowing from your heart to the earth's heart, flowing back out of the earth's heart, flowing to your heart, up and back around to the earth's heart. And see it. Just see the energy moving in this beautiful circular cycle. And see that you are always contributing and always connected to the heart of the earth. And whereas you, your body, might have something on its surface at any given moment, it might have a cut, it might have a wound, it might have a sore, it might have a pimple, it doesn't mean that the energy, that the love, that the perfection of the energy that emanates from the center of you is any different And you know, with faith, that whatever is on the surface of you is going to heal. Acknowledge right now that the earth knows with certainty that whatever is on her surface right now is going to heal and is healing. And be grateful for that healing that is occurring right now on the earth, within the earth, and that be grateful that she knows she is healing. And be grateful for this beautiful earth that we are a part of and not separate from. And see this energy. See this cycle. See this energy flowing heart to heart. And send whatever thoughts and beautiful wishes you want to send on this energy river that's flowing to the earth's heart and back into your heart right now. Send that. Now, as I bring you back to normal consciousness, I want you to know that this connection, this circular energy connection from your heart to the earth's heart is never broken. It's always there. It's only your awareness of it that is broken. But it never leaves and it never changes. There is always this connection. And as your heart is full, you send overflowing love to the earth's heart. And the earth then sends back to you, and the earth is empowered in healing herself, and in turn empowers you in healing yourself. So I want you to now bring your consciousness back into your own physical body and form. Become aware of your physical body again. Feel your body in its form, wherever you are. Whether it be lying or sitting, feel the chair or the bed or the sofa or whatever it is underneath you pressing up against your body. Feel the weight of your body pressing down. And I want you to consciously wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes and take some deep breaths into your body, into your lower abdominal area, and just once again become aware of yourself spatially in your body. And once you are, I want you to then gently open your eyes, become aware of your surroundings, and smile. Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. That was wonderful.
Yeah, beautiful. Just beautiful.
Did that feel good?
Yes.
Excellent.
I totally appreciate it.
Excellent.
We're very relaxed.
Good.
And loving.
Good.
Yeah, that could help your back.
Perfect. Do you have anything that you want to add? Anything that you want to ask?
No, I feel wonderful.
Good.
Okay.
Can you sleep?
I don't know if anyone has any questions or anything that they've put out there in the chat or anything.
Most of the people left the chat, but we are, it's Joan, and there's two people in the line, but they're just going to, so. But we thank you very much, and this will be very helpful in the days ahead, and we'll continue with the energy work of healing ourselves first.
Yeah, and people can come back, and they can listen to this. This is, you
That's
know,
right.
recorded. They can listen to this, and they can do this healing, you know, over and over and over as they desire, you know, until it becomes a natural state of being, a natural way of being. And when
it'd
it does,
good,
it's perfect.
It'd be good to get that meditation separated from the rest of the show and get it out there, wouldn't it?
Yes, it sure would. Can we do that?
I don't know how.
I can probably put together a recording and I can post it on my blog and then you can like link to that.
That would be wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah, that probably
nice.
Would be a really nice,
mm-hmm.
empowering thing to do for people.
Yes. Yes.
So, all right. So
very
I will
good.
Do that.
Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. I love
Yuli,
I love doing it. And
yeah, we love it too. Yuli just woke up out of a very intense sleep where his whole body was reverberating back and forth as dogs sometimes do, but I think he was into the healing vibrations.
I think he was. He was sending the love from his heart. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So thank you so much for everything, and healing is happening. It really is. It's just whether we choose to connect to it and choose to see it. It's all a matter of choice.
Yes.
Always.
It is.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
I love you guys.
Love
and,
you too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Here comes
the music.